sea storming. Say it like it's like. Say it cause the waves standing. People is in need, and who will take care of them? Who will give them some hope? Yeah, sail on, steady and firm. That's the original word. Not a thing I never make it, but nothing will discourage me. Every day I'll give homages to the higher being earnestly. Nothing is more beautiful than that. I'ma break it down this way. I'm sure you only want to be treated the same way.
Say you like it. Like it. Is this a destiny?
Destiny. So many innocent lives spilled. So many times around the red.
Blessed love goes out to you, Raymond Wright. Pick up yourself, King. Yeah, getting a bit of the radio playing back at me there. You got that turn off?
Yeah, yeah.
How you doing, King?
I'm doing fine, King. Respect.
Respect to you. Just played that first track of the night from yourself, Like It Is, on the Road of Life rhythm. You've been working with Born Free, yes?
Yeah, over in Cologne.
Okay. Yeah, there's quite a few people on that rhythm, running into double figures, but for me, this one is standing out amongst the best of them. You see me?
Same. Good track.
Yes, man. So, just make people understand, you're in tune with reggaespace.com right now, and it's Yendis in conversation with Raymond Wright. Right now, you're in Milan, is that right?
Actually another city, but in Italy.
Okay, in Italy, that's great. And
it's near to Milan, not so far.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that you're over there right now. How are the reggae vibes in Italy?
Well, reggae vibes basically are right, you know, but you have to have more people knowing of you to get to a certain level, you know.
Okay.
So yeah, people have to know your name more. The bigger your name is, then the reggae vibe is nice. And but if you're up on a different scale where you're not known too much,
yes,
you can't end up with a lot of, you know.
So you've been there a little while now. How long you been there?
Well, I've been back to Jamaica, and here last time is 5 years now.
Okay.
I've been working in a CD in Cologne alongside Pau Pau,
yes,
and the Virgin I have in Cologne. So.
Right.
Yeah, it's now out and over here making some promotions.
So that's a new CD that's out now, yes?
That's out from 2009 in the Many As One.
Oh, that one, yes. That's a couple of years now. And how you feel it's doing?
It need more promotion, you know, but it's going on well because everybody here it love it, but it needs some more promotion because I would like it to be in every house.
Yes.
You understand? So,
well, as you can imagine, I've been listening to it for a while now, and I've been playing some tracks of it, and I'm wondering how comes this, you know, how comes this track, this LP is not more widely played, and how
true. We need some serious promotion up with a CD there.
Yeah.
Somebody with an art that love it and would and have the powers to promote it.
Yeah, because I don't know who you've been using in the past, but it just does seem that the quality of the LP, the number of hot good tracks on it, you know, it must get more recognition than it seems.
True. I did it from Jamaica, Italy to Cologne, and Popo movement in Cologne is the one I have a deal with to release the CD, but in the deal, there wasn't a deal for him to promote or anything. So he just basically get it out. So it need no different person for help me to promote it.
Right. So, just to let people know, it is available. You can Google and search for it, and it will come up.
Or type in info@powpow.de.
info@powpow.de. That's the German people them.
Yeah.
And you can purchase it online and download it and ting.
Yeah, you can list it on MySpace and on Facebook as they have some tracks upon it, but people don't want it in MKR, so I'd recommend you just get a copy, you know.
Yes. All right then. Well, we're gonna try our best to highlight some of the tracks on it tonight. But first, I just want people to understand where Raymond Wright come from. You know, I know you've been in the business. Well, could say from about the late '90s. But where did it start with you? Where did music really catch you?
Well, as usual, a little church youth, you know.
Right, in Jamaica.
Yeah, a little church youth from Kingston, Jamaica. Go to church and get baptized and love to sing in the choir, love to play the organ, love to play the drum, the bass.
Right.
Love music. Music just come up like that.
Yeah.
From those times. Yeah.
So you spent,
after that, really.
So you spent time in the choir at church, and I believe say you was teaching other people how to sing. Is that right?
Yeah, I was one of the figures that the leader of the choir recognized that I have ears to the music.
Right.
So he allowed me to teach the other baritones and the alto and the soprano and the tenor to those who couldn't catch it.
So how old you was then?
About 14, 15.
All right.
So still, 15, 16, going those ages.
Well, okay then. So you're 15 and 16, and you're teaching probably older people than yourself.
Yes, there's some old ladies in the church. They don't want me to teach them either. They want to give me some bad eye. Yes, some old ladies in the choir.
Yeah.
And some deacon want to thump me in my face if I go and play the organ when I want to go and play. The organ is out of bounds.
So chew your talent to get you in trouble.
Yeah, why am I telling you to get some time? But I don't know, it's just a fun stage, trust me.
All right. Well, the next question that's in my mind is where you get this talent? Like, you know, you're 14 and you're showing some older people how to do it. I'm wondering where this talent comes from.
That's why you must love Jack, as Jack alone can give you something like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what about in your family and your parents? They're musically inclined?
Yeah, right now my father is a pastor, you know, and he has his own church, and he was singing at church for a long time.
Right.
And he has his own congregation and thing and followers, so.
Okay.
I guess since we come from a father then, and he will do that then, you see it?
Right. So,
and I flow naturally.
So is gospel music kind of, you listened when he was small in the house?
Yeah. Oh. Gospel music, or if we had the radio playing some tune, you know?
All right.
Whenever we usually go to dance hall, we used to go to church instead of dance hall.
Is it?
Yeah. Never go to the dance hall, so you understand?
Yeah.
Mm, you have to go to church and other people go to dance hall.
Okay. So I'll know now, the church is still big in your life, yes?
the origin of Christianity is big in my life, but not the church. I forget about church. I don't want to hear about church.
Okay, the bricks and mortar.
I am like a church myself, you know.
Yeah. The church is within you.
Yeah, I'm a church.
Right. You don't need the bricks and mortar.
No, I don't even need to go there either. Visit. I don't want to hear because they're thinking of a different thing. They need to go back to Egypt and start to get the real.
Right.
Attention.
Well, you mentioned that because I know, say that we're moving along quite quickly here, but and I want to play some tune, but maybe we come back to this. But I do believe your school in theology.
Yeah, from maybe at the age of 19,
20,
22, 23.
Right. Well, okay.
Well, CCF and I did a 3-year course to become a pastor in Montague.
Right. Okay, well, hold on to that one. I just want to rinse out another track because, after all, we're a radio station. It's all about music. Big respects to all those listening in right now. Yendi's in conversation with Raymond Wright. We're touching one and two tracks off his most recent LP, although it's a couple of years. And I know you've been dropping one and two singles since then. Is that right, Raymond?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe we can touch on to one or two of them as we go along. But this one is entitled Gideon. You want to say anything about this?
Rough fire, you see, rough in the Gideon. Blaze it, Yendis. When my back's against the wall, oh, we don't let stuff fall.
Entitled Gideon, coming from the Many as One LP, featuring the voice, the strong, soulful voice of Raymond Wright.
When my back's against the wall, oh, we don't let stuff fall. These are the time of decision. Tough for you, see, rough in the Gideon. Tough for you, see, tough in the Gideon. Tough for you, see, tough in the
respects each and everyone in the show box. Large up Zero Silence, big up Selector Young Lux, large up Dag says what a voice. I'm sure Raymond, it's not, you're getting used to people admiring your voice, don't?
Yeah, man, for a long time, from the church, from the ghetto.
Yeah, I've got something written down here. I see somewhere, I think it was on your site or somewhere, the Barry White of reggae. You're happy with that description?
Yes, I.
So,
Loot of Andrews.
So that's the question I'm leading to. I'm wondering where your inspirations come from. You know, you talk about the church and you're listening gospel music and you frequent the church rather than the dance hall. Who and who, you know, you aspire to when you was young?
I was listening to, you have some people named the Winans, no? There's a Winans family.
Oh, yes, I see that, yes.
Yeah, the Winans family, and then now, then you have some R&B singers, then like you have Jodeci, you have Luther, is one of my favorite ones.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And this one, Luther, is one of my favorite ones. Gerald Alston, you know, he's the...
Peebo Bryson, is that the next one?
Yeah, man, straight.
So,
Brian McKnight.
So I'm wondering now, how comes this soulful voice end up in reggae and never turn towards soul and R&B? Or did you?
No, I did some work in Italy once. I never finished up, you know, but as a Jamaican, no? You don't realize, no, so you would have to come out of the church and then see what the culture is all about of your own country.
Yes, yes, right.
And then fall in love with that music.
Yes, yes.
So slowly I love R&B still, you know, all the time, but slowly I'd rather sing reggae.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm glad you did.
Slowly, you know, as I keep going on, I just want to sing reggae.
Right, cool. Well, you did mention the theology, and I do believe you got a degree in that, is that right?
Yes, sir.
So we should be calling you Dr. Wright, is that right?
Yeah, you should call me Pastor Wright.
okay. so
that would be a good name for reggae artist, you instead, yes, of human right.
Yes, Pastor Wright.
Pastor Wright.
So they call it, you know, they call it Bible school, some, you know, in its basic sense. What it actually involve? What it equip you to do?
Well, you live on the campus,
yeah,
with students from other Caribbean islands, even from Africa. Where it was a Bible school from Dallas, Texas, no, the headquarters.
Okay,
so you get to do a lot of things apart from going to class. You get to go out on the street and minister in the same time you're in school during the 3 years.
Okay.
You get to work in the farm. You get to go to church, a different church on Sundays and go and minister.
Right.
So it just equip you still to just go and lead the people that come, but the new Christians, to lead them.
Okay.
Yeah, to start a church and lead the new Christians.
Okay.
That's what it equip you to do.
So you ever really feel that that was your, you know, your life path to go into the ministry?
While I was there, I always feel that way.
Yeah.
But the church kind of gave me a nag and the vibration of the people in the church. So I just decided not to go to church anymore because, I mean, people should go to church trying to love Jesus, to give love, you know?
Right.
And just do love. Love is a thing you just do every time. So it's spontaneous. I don't see that around.
I see.
But I practice that. So right. I just leave church. And then now the Almighty direct me in the right direction. You have to go back to,
yes,
where,
yes,
church is coming from, where to get religion from. And then I am so glad because it leads you back to your ancestors, the place of civilization and the people that is there, and it's a wonderful feeling. And I could never go back to church.
Right, because church
is coming from there, you know.
They don't share that view. They have a different view of what it means.
Yeah. Church is coming from there, and when you go and live that life, you live it every day. You don't have to go to church to live it. That means if you go to church and can't live it,
yes.
And the reality is that when you know it, you live it every day and do it all the time. Church is out.
Yes, I understand. Because I guess they got a vested interest in having people attend church, you know, people to actually come and sit on the seats them and listen to the pastor up the front. And, you know, they prefer them to come to church to do that. That, you know, it gives the pastor a reason for being rather than you to be it in your life and don't need the church.
Yeah, of course. That's one of the pastor. I still recommend the people go to church. So yeah, I still recommend that my father's a pastor of the church.
Yes.
It's better the people go to church than to go and offend others. What you say about that?
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
I'm not really bugging on the church, but I'm just saying I couldn't go back there to have people around me every time. I just go on stage and sing and go home.
So
I think that is my church really, that's my pastoring.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking now. You're preaching.
Yeah, that's what my little pastor situation turned out to be. You understand?
Yes, yes. So you have the mic in your hand, you're on stage, and
let Jah arise and let the voice be heard, because it's a voice coming from the root of love. So well, you hear it yourself.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay,
let Jah arise, and I'm there, and I'm still doing my work. Maybe, you know, sometimes you don't get paid for it, but it's just about paying.
Right. Okay. Yes. Now, but when I hear you say that, at the same time, I know that. Well, you can correct me here, but would you say you'll be delivering and performing gospel music, or is it music?
It's a mixture, you know. It's a mixture of lots of things. What you would call a music if you're going to sing against the evil.
Right.
And the evil man,
yes.
What the evil man doing? You probably wouldn't call it a gospel music.
Yes,
you'd give it a name. You would say that's a revolution song or something.
Right.
So apart from singing R&B and reggae, and also gospel and reggae, I have some song that sound like gospel. I got some revolution songs too, some rebellious songs against what I see happen.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right, well, that's fine. Let the people them know that if you have any questions for Raymond Ride, you're quite free to drop them in the show box. I don't know if you can see the website now, Raymond.
No, but I'm not in the chat room, though.
Okay.
I see the website, but I'm not in the chat room.
That's fine. Okay, I got this next track lying up right now. It's named Wifey.
Yeah.
So, tell me about the inspiration for this track.
Well, since I have a lot of wives, I can write many things. So, other ladies is my wife, because she's a woman, she's a wife, you know.
Okay.
So when I say I have a lot of wives, I'm a man here and you're a man there. And same old, I would say, once in my world every time, woman like you, I'm sure you would say the same thing, you know. So I would just start trying to write about the closest people to me.
Yes.
Yes, general, for real.
Real thing. Once in our world every time, woman like you is so divine. You have to be my lady. Have to be my wife. Once in our world every time, woman like you is so divine. You have to be my lady. She is strong, she's so smart, and the way she rocked my heart, I'm losing control of me. That's all that I'm feeling. All my life I dream of you. Now I see my dream come true. Well, I'm so glad I found you. I only wanna say to you, once again I'm a world every time. Woman like you is so divine. You have to be my lady. Have to be my wife. Want to be my world every time. Woman like you is one of a kind. Have to be my lady. You have to be my wife. Yeah. Move a little closer, relax yourself. Come, let's do the bedroom dance. Let me take you there. You should know another man searching for a one night stand. Come on and take.
just in case you can't see the shout box, Raymond, there's a positive response coming from that particular track. All the ladies seem to like that one. Big up Janetta.
Yeah, man, for all my ladies.
Big up back to Eden, Queen Easy giving it the boom and the bang. Yes, enough respect goes out to you, Raymond. I'm sure all the wifeies out there love that track.
Good.
Well, there's a question that's just been dropping the shout box. It's coming from Red Lion, our new DJ on our radio station. He's based in London. You mentioned earlier that you work with Pow Pow on the CD. He's asking which producers you plan to or would wish to work with in the future.
Well, for what I know now, I have Stingray Records in UK. That's Dilly.
Yeah.
I'm doing some tracks for him now, so I'm looking forward to work with him in the UK and around Europe, mainly right now.
Right, right.
Then when I drop back in Jamaica, you know, we have some bridging down. We have Richie Stevens, Studio of Big Ship,
right.
Exterminator, Power Digital, they all know me, but when I go back, I should add more, you know?
Yeah.
Leverage.
So, it's a couple of years since Many As One drop. And as I mentioned earlier, you have been busy. You've been dropping singles here and there. Is that right? Who have you been working with?
We have Oneness Record from Munich.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Oneness Record, some German guy. Them really going well. We have Smoke Band here in Italy. Smoke Production. Also Dilly Stingray Records in UK.
Yeah. So but it's been a while since Many As One, and before that, that's your second album. There was your first album, Point Black. That was 2001.
Point Black.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how long before the next LP drop, because it was 8 years between the first and the second. What do you say about that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So when that one dropped, the time in Italy, I end up going back to Jamaica because things never work out. You see what I said?
Right.
And then now in Jamaica, you want some help. You see?
Right.
Yeah, you want some help. And if you don't have help, 1 year going to turn into 10 years, you know?
Yeah.
So I decided to go back away again to get help over here and end up over in Italy and Cologne, Germany.
Yeah,
and I get the CD out. I'm so happy about that. So right now I have 3 CDs or 4 CDs ready. That means I have a lot of music. I don't have to build any music now for a while.
Wow.
And I still write tomorrow, but wow. I have 3 CDs or 4 CDs ready. So anytime now, one will be coming out. As I'm saying, I'm working with Dilly,
yeah.
Stingray Records. You can look forward for a CD soon, you know.
Okay, and the material, you're writing it yourself, yes?
Yeah, 95%, yeah.
Right. You see all these signs to me, you know, is writing tunes, and the tunes them shot, as they say, you know, they're good tunes. I have the previous LP have a LP full of big tunes. I'm wondering why this guy, you know, the on the tip of the tongue of everybody in the world of reggae music, why isn't he, you know, being rotated on every radio station? This is just confusing to me. You see me?
Yeah. Well, I think the time is coming for everything, you know, still, because right now is the right time with the massive, especially in UK.
Yeah.
To Sir Daddy D.
Yeah.
Get me playing and get. I mean, hook up to Dilly and Stingray Records. So right now I'm even appreciative and very grateful for this work, and said everybody now can hear what is going on, and then things can change, you know.
Good. So you feel, say, you get more support and more push in Europe rather than Jamaica?
Most definitely.
Right.
So, most definitely.
So what happened to Jamaica make them, you know, so, well, backward, if you can say that word?
I don't know. Well, right now you have to have some money to get your music spin. So if you don't have no money, you're gonna end up in trouble, you know.
The payola thing.
Yeah, that kind of flap the business a little way still, because, you know, if he's a little poor youth from the ghetto,
yeah,
and don't have no money and don't have nobody to give you,
right,
you're gonna end up having a warm time. That's why I said if I can leave out of even Jamaica, because trust me.
Right. Just for people.
So we're gonna like get back to you, but we have to get a packet heavy first, you know?
Yes. All right. I see. But just for people to understand, there is this approach that the radio and the reggae music people have in Jamaica, where it's coming like kickbacks, you know. In this country, if you're, you know, there's claims and rumors of politicians that if you give them a money, then they will pass your planning application to build your thing or whatever. They call it kickbacks, and it's like the same kind of thing with the music business. And the DJs them say, well, I will play your tune if you give me a little money, then I will make sure that it get to number one, you know. And you know, outside of Jamaica, I'm not sure people are really appreciate what the situation is. Is that fair to say?
That is right. Yeah. And a lot of artists suffer about that, you know? So, a lot of artists also, they're out here in Europe, same way, you know, and doing a lot of work from a lot of long years, you know? And then they get a bus one day, because a lot of them is still there, you know, that you don't get the chance to talk to yet.
Right.
You know, so it's because Jamaica's still like that. If it wasn't, it would be a place like, I know Sir Daddy D, and he play my music, and he don't ask for any money, and he love the music. He's a music lover.
Yeah.
So he want the man them to start loving back the culture and the way the music was, and keep everything, but let everything flow out, you know, because a lot of talent in Jamaica.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to me, from what I hear, what you say, that in Europe and elsewhere, it's more about the quality of the tune rather than how much money you have in your pocket.
Right. You can get help away there.
All right. Well, Red Lion is one of our new DJs, and he's saying that yes, he will be running your tunes as long as you have them to run. He's asking a question as well, whether you write songs for other artists.
Yes, also sometimes.
Okay. You have any names you can give me?
No, not big names. Like my friend Renato,
right.
My friend Steven, or a sister in Mama D or Tamika. We write songs together, and sometimes I can write a song for them.
Cool. All right, I'm looking at this next track. It named Rasta, and I'm wondering, with your theological background, Rasta is compatible with Christianity. Would you say that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's right.
All right.
Get them all away, get them all away. A barber to nine. I love. Studying, always speaking up the negative things. You never see the perfect miracle that life is, and the blessing it brings. Rasta are delights, the light of life, the strength and might, the way to right. One for unite, no gun, no life, no pain, no strife, no gun, no knife. Rasta are delight, the light of life, the strength, the might, the truth, the right. Unite and stop the fight, and be polite and live a riot. Entice the youths with vanity and worldly possessions. Never let them Babylonian stain ya. Rastafari is the one who sustains us. He has planted my feet on Mount Zion to declare about his love to the nations. And in my heart a new song. Rasta are the light of life, the strength, the might, the way to right. One for unite, no done, no life, no bill, no strife, no gun, no knife.
Give yourself Red Lion.
Rasta are the light,
large up mama Jazzy,
the might, the truth, the right.
Jackson Tycho, Rasta.
One for unite and
stop the fight and be polite and live upright. Rasta are the light of life, the strength, the might, the truth, the right.
Pick up Lady Coops.
On the unite and stop the fight, no done, no life, no one, no knife. Hear why, hey, let the children shout and sing. He's the ruler of everything. Cultivate your love in your heart. Now's the time to raise your star. Life, the life of life, the strength and might, the way to right. Yeah, one for unite and stop the fight. No gun, no life, no gun, no knife. Yeah, Rasta are the light of life, the strength and might, the truth and right. One for unite and stop the fight and be polite and live a right. Why do the even rage?
Alright, that's another big track of the album, Many as One. I'm curious now, Raymond, you lived in a few places, and I know, say, you live in Italy now, and you spent time in Germany, I believe, and obviously you're from Jamaica. Where are you most comfortable?
I like Cologne, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, but I like Cologne. I could live on the outskirts of Cologne and easy, but I think the best thing is Jamaica still.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in the hills of Kingston, Rochelle's. Somewhere very peaceful though, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, somewhere very peaceful.
And what about in terms of music? Where do you get the best vibe for producing your music?
Everywhere.
And no matter where you are.
Yeah,
so where you get the inspiration for all these tunes? You say you have two CDs, that must be 40 tunes or more.
A lot of tunes, but the tune them coming up because I have a studio,
right?
And I have a studio and I'm building rhythms, you know.
Okay.
I'm playing the drums, I'm playing the bass, I'm playing the piano. I call my friends in the guitar, the horns. So I have rhythms for myself too. So. You go to a song fest, you're keen to listen out. Maybe there's a bass line in the back where you can get,
right?
You know, get it from the exact bass, but from a different thing you heard, and then you just go home and make a rhythm, and then you get a new song.
Yes, yes, yes.
So always writing song, always making song.
So all this talent and experience you have as a musician. Helps you nowadays when you're looking to create new tunes?
Yeah, because I need to get a label up, my own label.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of tunes and a lot of music, and I can create always. It's a fun to create music.
You find it
it's
easy.
A fun thing, you know. So
you find it
easy. And try to get it with the right touch, right Jamaican feeling. It's all about the music inside, you know, inside the soul.
Yes, yes. Well, you say that, you know, as if, you know, it's obvious, but not everybody has that, you know.
Yeah, well, I thank God for what I have and how I can do.
Yes.
God, no, God. It is a joy for me. Look, I pay attention to this more than having a pretty boat or a pretty car, you know.
Right, right.
Yes,
Yes, yes. You see enough artists that focus on the material things, and really their music doesn't match up to it.
Yeah, so if you focus on, I mean, you can have material same way. I mean, if you get music, I'm get enough money, man. I buy a Land Rover like anybody else. See?
Yes, yes, yes.
But would I rather just not even think about a car much as a Land Rover, and just think about a studio for music, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Student of music in Ganja for Bono. Yeah, real thing. Sell off.
Yes, man. That must be heaven, yes?
Sell off. Food for eat and yeah.
So this is where you're heading. You're looking to become a hub for music, you know. Have your studio and you have
studio, label, creation, voicing people, writing for people. So yeah. That move would I want from last year.
Okay.
We can say we want from yesterday. That means you really, really want to get that going, you see.
Yes, yes. So you're moving towards that now, though.
Street King.
Okay. And where you feel that you're going base?
Oh, I have no idea, man. If I'm not over there in Cologne, man, or not in Jamaica or even UK, somewhere in the place here, though. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
If it's not Jamaica over here, then probably in UK or probably in Cologne. Because yeah. In Cologne, there's a big crowd for reggae and the thing go good.
So what needs to be in place? I mean, there's enough things, I guess, that you would have to put in place. But I'm wondering why you don't have it already.
Only finance. That's the only thing to be in place.
Okay. So you're looking...
Finance, it's done already.
Right. So you're looking back in or you're looking to raise the money yourself?
Yeah. Some good Samaritan just give me a lot.
Right, okay. Oh, that's cool. And also you're born in the 11th month, so is it a big birthday coming up next?
Yeah, my brother DJ Benji.
Right.
Over there in Cologne, I know him from Negril, Jamaica. And this is my crew over there in Cologne.
Right.
Yeah, we have Steve Ting and DJ Benji and some other brethren, Leon Kervin. Yeah, so it's DJ birthday the 5th, so it's mine the 11th, so let's go and do a show.
All right, so that's
All right.
So that's a big event for your birthday next month coming up, yes?
Yeah, that's quite a nice event. Yeah, with Popo there and everybody coming in, there's Popo, so enough crowd coming. And you know what, I have a name over there already, so because I was there doing live shows and so.
Okay.
Tribute to Gregory and so people know me and like me over there.
Well, cool. Well, that leads into the next question coming from Red Lion out of the shoutbox there. He's wondering where you have your biggest audience. Where's your biggest fan base, you think?
Well, live shows I have in Italy and also in Germany. So, but for radio and so, I think it's mostly now in the UK.
Oh, okay, right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And why you think that? I guess it must be because you reside there and you managed to get some shows in Italy and in Germany that they have, you know, they take to you more than anywhere else. Yes.
Yeah, but where I go, still I still get a good audience. No.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay then.
Me over here also, you know, because I did the summer fest.
Yes.
Last year in Cologne.
Okay, so.
Summer jam.
Oh, you doing many other festivals, or is it a new thing to you?
The first time I come to Italy, I did a festival, so I know what the festival is, but I don't get enough shows yet.
Okay.
I'm not on all the major festivals yet. I'm looking forward to be on all the major festivals next year.
Well, it's just a matter of time, I believe, that you will be on the first, you know, draft of the entertainers they will be approaching to go to perform at the festivals in Europe, certainly.
Yeah, I want to be another them, bro.
All right, that's cool. Well, I hope you know things come together for you to set up your own thing and. You know, when that happens, I'm sure that things will move from strength to strength.
Yes, sir.
All right. This next track I got in front of me, I'm Never Gonna See. This one it's also on the Run Run Rhythm. Is this one on the album as well?
No, there are some new tracks I'm doing with Stingray Records, so this is one of them.
Right, okay. One of the new tracks from Raymond Wright, not on the last album, but you can expect to hear some of these on the future albums, I'm sure. Right now you're in tune with Yendis talking to Raymond Wright on Reggae Space Live. Big respects to our people locked in right now. Too much name to mention. Big respects to Willie Plonka. Wow, what a name. We got Willie Plonka, one of the newest names on the board. All right, our next track from Raymond Wright, Never Gonna See.
They never gonna see. Oh, no.
No, they never gonna see. I think about the troubles in the world today. It seems as if it's never ever gonna go away. Look like they want us to stay in the bad. You're never gonna see me doing that. Every day you're working just to get your pay. It seems as if your troubles, they will never go away. Some sell their soul cause they can't stand the vibes. You're never gonna see me doing that. No, I've waited to see what the stars hold for me. And what is the great and glorious covenant? Well now, never gonna see me spinning round in the place. You're never gonna see me screwing up my face. You're never gonna see me giving up in the race. You're never gonna see me doing that, no. He say, rise up my son, cause my springs are in thee, yes. And even when you find yourself in danger, well now, thy love shall comfort thee, yeah, thy love shall comfort thee, ooh, yeah. You're never gonna see me spinning round in the place. You're never gonna see me screwing up my face. You're never gonna see me giving up in the race. You're never gonna see me doing that, oh, oh, oh no. You're never gonna see, oh no. Well, in the morning when you rise to see another day, think about the Father and remember to pray. Some spend their life just a fuss and a fight. You know you're gonna wanna sleep tonight. Every day you're working just to see a brighter day. This system of fraud and it's tough same way. Never gonna worry, never gonna shy. Jaja make we sit up on our eye. I'm spreading my love over the sea and the land. Watching the destruction of mystery Babylon. Well now, never gonna see me spinning round in the place. You're never gonna see me screwing up my face. You're never gonna see me giving up in the race. You're never gonna see me doing that. They say heavy like lead to do your duty. Light as a feather, the loss of the meek and lowly. I'm ready to roll, whatever the load. God will give me strength to trot this long and narrow road. Well, you're never gonna see me spinning round in the
another strong track.
You're never gonna see me screwing up my face. You're never gonna see me.
See a comment in the show box from Willie Plonka. Say, voice sounds a little like Richie Stevens. What is about that, Raymond?
Yeah, Richie. Virgin, you know?
Yes, man. There's a certain style you have that's quite unique, and it's a strong voice, you know. Again, you know, it's got to be highly rated, and the quality of the lyrics and the songs and the positivity in the music, it's going to take you a long way, if you ask me.
Yeah, man.
Yes, man. Because, you know, we have a little philosophy here on Reggae Space. You know, we like to have music that has a positive message. And from what I hear so far, it's strictly positivity coming from yourself.
See?
I mean, you know, there's artists that feel they can make it quicker to the top, you know, get noticed by using certain lyrics. And you steer clear of that, yes?
Yes, I mean, because... Yeah, I'm going to feel a way that someone sing that, yeah?
Yes. All right. Big up Mama Giselle in the South Box. Big up Willie Plonka, Goody. Big up Zero Silence, Lady Coops. Big respect goes out to Sir Daddy D on the bass, Sister D likewise, and Selector Roast Breadfruit. Stingray, you're doing work with Stingray. I believe, say, you know... You know the partnership is doing well.
Yeah, give thanks to Daddy D,
yes,
and Stingray. I love the vibe that's going on with them right now. Right now, we're planning to hit UK with a new CD and some major shows. Not a small show, some major shows with big artists, and get the thing running to start showing some more Vibes Still Massive.
Yes, yes. But people are looking for you in the UK, you know. We just had a question in the show box from Red Lion. He's wondering if you're coming to the UK to do some shows.
Definitely, definitely. Like I'm saying, me and Daddy D and Dilly from Stingray.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a thing locked, so hopefully soon. We'll take it from there.
So what it is about the Stingray crew that, you know, it seems to be working well with you?
Stingray now, this Belgian have some hits, some reggae hits from long time, even from when I was a boy.
Right.
So then the man of a foundation in Jamaica, and the thing sound Jamaican. So I'm very glad about that. It's like an in Jamaica recording, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so I want it to sound like the Jamaican vibe, so I always get that thing from Diddy, and he like my voice, so I like his music, he like my voice, so let's do it.
Yes, man. Well, he seems to be doing big things, you know. It seems everything that comes out the Stingray, it's hitting.
Yeah, I'm thankful about that too, I'm glad about that too, so I must get some hits, and then we get some live shows.
Because you have a new rhythm, just touched down a couple weeks now, moving up rhythm, and you have a track on it.
Yes, I.
Yeah, so we're going to rinse out that one. Anybody who was listening to a Reggae Space a couple of nights ago, was it last night? Sunday night, wanted to rinse out one and two tracks on this rhythm, including the Gappy Ranks. Well, hot tune on this rhythm name Moving Up from Stingray, featuring the voice of Raymond Wright, tracks entitled Night and Day.
Over hills and valleys, give it us night and day, lead the way, sing, oh child, give it us night and day. Give us this day our daily bread, give me the strength to keep my eyes on you. I'ma say now, child, baby, just another day, and it's all our fears away. Give me the strength to keep my eyes on you. Every time I'm thinking back, every little thing is gonna work out. Been explained to hours, you still stressed and lying, trying to bring to light just what you want. Trouble always in the way to hold you down. Doesn't matter, I don't give a I gotta win that crown. Oh, child, we were just a night and
day.
Let's pull that one back. It's getting booms and bangs and kabooms in the shout box. A big tune this. Big up yourself, Lady Coops. Big up back to Eden. Mama J is giving it the forward. And Songstress, you did a big tune this. You got details in the shout box there for all those who would like to purchase this. Yes, just click the link. If you have 75 pence in your credit card account, you can have this. Tracks entitled Night and Day, Raymond Wright. What a tune.
Over hills and valleys, give it us night and day, lead the way, sing, oh child, give it just night and day. Give us this day our daily bread, give me the strength to keep my eyes on you. I'ma say now, child, baby, just another day, and it's all our fears away. Give me the strength to keep my eyes on you. Every time I'm thinking back, every little thing is gonna work out. Been a stranger, I was used to stressed and lagging, trying to bring to light just what you want. Oh, trouble always in the way to know you down. Doesn't matter, I don't give a I gotta win that crown. Oh, child, we were just a night and day. Keep us this day our daily bread. Give me the strength to keep my eyes on you. Oh, single child, we were just another day. Vanish all our fears away. Hail the most high, morning, night, or noon. Everybody laughed down the lane. Them said the bed are still up here and waiting in.
This is my fix, then laugh some more. You never see me stopping, I be rolling, rolling, the change is coming. Sammy Afi saying prayer 7 days a week. You know matter how them laugh when them see him all a tweet. When trouble drop a yard, you feel no off, you run where the devil make him flee. There's no one else. Show me what to say, how to move. I'm saying not sure. We just night and day. Keep us this day our daily bread. Give me the strength to keep my eyes on you. Oh, I say now, child, be with us another day. Banish all our fears away. Hail the Most High, morning, night, or noon. Over is in valley.
What a tune.
Yes, night and day.
Yes, man, that's going down very well with our listenership here, Raymond Wright. I'm sure he is not surprised by that. You must be getting used to that nowadays.
Yes, I want to get some more of it. Thank them so much. Yes. I've been here waiting a long time for them to hear my voice and hear my vibes. Yep. And I love to hear that. Give thanks.
Yes, well, this is what I'm thinking now. Patient Man Ride Donkey, because, you know, if you have two CDs put on one side and ready to go, you know, that means that you're a patient man, because another man would have them out there and on the street already.
Yeah, we get some help to get them out.
Right, right.
Can't get, but without some help, you know.
Okay, and the right help, because you did have help in the past, and it never really, you know, yield success, you know.
Yes, sir.
So you feel say, I feel say that Stingray go and help you do that now. Yes.
Yes, sir. But is it a Stingray help me to do that right now, since I'm working with them? But my focus is actually to go back home and do a promotion in Kingston, you know, in Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have a CD out now, so my CD, I need to get home, that Jamaica, hear my CD, and I can play it on the radio.
Right, right.
And so I have my people down there in Jamaica, same way, that would help me to reach in the places where I would have to reach to get this done.
Okay. But you have to build up.
So I'm not thinking not to go to Jamaica. I'm thinking to go to Jamaica sometime.
Okay. But you need some.
If you don't hear about me from over here, then I have to go down there and let them out from Bristol.
But like you say, you need some backative before you get there.
Yeah, if I have to backative, I went there. So if I don't get a bus from over here at this time now, since I make a CD and have so much more,
yeah,
I have to go back to Jamaica and get the bus. You know?
Yes.
But I think everything will work out over here, because that's what I'm striving for, and I'm getting the help right now. From Daddy D and Stingray, so yeah.
Well,
the massive in UK listening, so the thing seems right now.
Yes, man. Well, your tunes them get in rotation right here. So anytime, you know, anything new drop, you know, just make sure you don't forget us, because we have a team of DJs here that love this kind of music. You know, as long as it have the positive message and it have a good reggae vibe, then you know it's going out on air.
Yes, sir. Give thanks.
All right. Well, I got one more track I want to play, and one more track. It's on the Only a Smile rhythm. It's kind of got a revival feel to it. But before you go, you might want to just think about who and who you want to big up. I'm just going to give a hail to all those who are listening right now. Big up Williams, who's coming up after me. Big up Smart Mel, glad you could make it. Big up to Jacqueline's sister Moon and Lady Coops, and big up Goody. Big respect to Dags, keeping the shoutbox live with information and links for Raymond Wright. With a bit of luck, you know, some links will be made as a result of tonight's show, whether it be in sales or in links. I'm wondering, you know, if you have interested in people linking you up to work, you know, whether to make music together or put on shows in the UK and Europe. Is that something you're interested in, Raymond?
Yes, I'm interested and looking forward. So I'm looking forward for that. So my link from the link, the Secretary D from reggaeforest.com. And if they can link me on Facebook, then of course I will link on my management, Secretary D, and everything, anything they want to do, anything at all. People want doublet, people want combinations, anything, just link Secretary D, and then everything will go through.
All right. We got some links going in the show box right now. Your Facebook page, you have a Reverb Nation, a MySpace. You got a CD Universe. You can buy some tunes and iTunes as well. Yes?
Caesar.
All right, King. Big respect goes out to you. I'm going to rinse off this last track here, and I like this track. It's named I'll Wait. Features the voice of Raymond Wright. Come, listen this.
Oh, this time in game just won't let me be. God knows, baby, I've told you I've been here till the morning, and you got to know that all of the waiting's doing me no good. You say not to phone to a number one fool for you, but I ain't going nowhere. I found the world's riches in you. The wings
of love
has come to last. So glad about it. I'll wait, yeah.
And hold for you,
you to come back. Oh, yeah. But ever since I've known you, I can conquer anything. Something always gives me strength. Strong enough to break any chain.
Ooh.
I know you feel the same way.
Ooh.
Let me come and play with you.
Play with you.
Who can explain the fire between two?
The wings
of love.
Yes,
let's go tonight. Don't show it all away.
Why the show box just light up like he's on fire, man? Why, Raymond, the tune them a hit. Yes, man, going down very well. Very well with our listenership here. Big up Lioness of Judah, Lady Coops, Queen Easy. Big up Promotants and Red Lion and Goody. Boy, the list goes on and on. The music is shocking and stinging. You go and do your thinking.
Oh, this time in game just won't let me be. God knows, baby, I've told you I've been here till the morning, and you got to know that all of the waiting's doing me no good. You say not to phone to a number one fool for you, but I ain't going nowhere. I found the world's riches in you.
The wings of love
has come to last. So glad about it. I'll wait, yeah.
And hold for you,
you to come back. Oh, yeah. But ever since I've known you, I can conquer anything. Something always gives me strength. Strong enough to break any chain.
Ooh.
I know you feel the same way.
Ooh.
Let me come and play with you.
Who
can explain the fire between
put
two?
The tune. Put up the tune.
Oh, this time in game just won't let me be. God knows, baby, I've told you. Been here till the morning, and you got to know that all of the waiting's doing me no good. You say not to phone to a number one fool for you, but I ain't going nowhere. I found the world's riches in you.
The wings of love
has come to last. So glad about it. I'll wait, yeah.
For you
to come back. Oh, yeah. But ever since I've known you, I can conquer anything. Something always gives me strength.
strong enough to break any chain.
Ooh.
I know you feel the same way.
Ooh.
Let me come and play with you. Who can explain the fire between two?
The wings
of love.
Yes.
Tonight, don't throw it all away. And you only gonna catch me waiting for you to come. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please stay with you. Oh, if you catch me waiting. Banana in the blender when I hear your name ring. Oh, Lord, listen. I see you gaining weight. Let me take a little look on you. Oh, Lord, I've been running just in time and like a headache. I can't live without you, love. Baby, don't walk away. Turn it away. I know for sure, you will come.
Oh. Well, Raymond, it's been a pleasure to have you with us here tonight on Reggae Space. Yes, on behalf of everyone here, I've got to say the music has been really nice and enjoyable, and just the kind of music that we like to hear here on Reggae Space. Positive, massive, good vibes, a nice rubber dub style, reggae style. I feel like we're listening to you on the verge of big things. You get me?
Yes, I was looking forward for that because a long time they wanted it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, more power to you and all your crew. Big up Stingray, big up Sir Daddy D. Well, you mentioned them. Who and who else you want to big up before you go?
Well, all the people I'm in the talk room, listening. Yeah. All the people in tune to reggaespace.com. Enough love. All the people across the world. Just big up everybody who love reggae music and a bless. The mother down there in Kingston, Portmore. Yeah. So that is D. Raymond Legister down here in Kingston. Yeah. Jack Radix over there in Montego Bay. Yeah. My Virgin Renata down there listening in Cremona, Italy. Bless up a lot of people, I could say. So just bless up everyone.
Yes, yes, yes. Few comments coming from the listeners right now. Big future, bright future in store. A great future from Young Lux here. I believe Red Lion was saying that you're gonna murder them in Jamaica when you go down.
Well, I hope not. I just want to sing out.
Yes, so yes, musically, of course. So yes, more power to you, and I really wish you a successful future with enough hit songs. And yes, as I say, anytime something new drop, then just make sure you remember us around here, and we will do our best to push them forward. You see me?
Yes, DJ, and this enough love to the eye and the massive. God bless the item.
All right. You have a good evening, what's left of it, and more power to you in the future.
More love to the people I'm seeing.